Welcome back to Communicating with Kylie, where we ask the big questions. Today I'm here with
Mr. Gabbers,
our principal. So today we're going to be talking about participatory budget and how it's been introduced to Victoria East. So you believe that every student has a voice and it should be used in the right time and in the right way, correct?
That is correct.
Can you explain what the participatory budget process looks like?
So essentially, it's a long drawn out, it's a five-step process if you look it up. We've kind of tailored it to meet the needs of Victoria East. And essentially, we have, when we first started the project, we had $100,000 to allocate towards improving student learning and closing the learning gaps. And participatory budgeting allows us to ask the people most proximate to the problem. So ask the students, ask the teachers, how do we do that? Where do we spend our money? And so knowing that we had $100,000, we needed to kind of narrow the focus a little bit. So we went through the Thought Exchange last year. The Thought Exchange brought in thousands of ideas, and you can go in and start. So we had a starting point, right? So from there, we narrowed down the process through the students' thoughts. We were able to categorize that into different categories like, you know, CCMR, mental health, technology. And so from there, we took it to a vote. And last year, if you were here, you got to go down the hallway and you got to cast your vote on how much money do we allocate to those four topics. Mm-hmm. Once we went to the vote and had the results, then we opened up the proposal idea and said, you know, where do you want to, you know, what ideas do you have? And so we took it to a teacher student committee, and we're going to do that again this year. And you essentially go into this committee. You tell them your proposal, and they take a silent vote, and the students and the teachers decide how to spend the money.
Okay, and how did that turn out last year at East?
It was great. I mean, what we're using right now through participatory budgeting, because obviously students in journalism had an interest, mm-hmm. so that proposal was funded. So we have the equipment to do this today. There were mental health aspects of last year. So there's like a yoga class that Ms. Heinle taken upon. There's a safe space in the library that funded that project for mental health. Mm-hmm. We had some leadership classes over the summer. Yeah. So for band and choir and theater, we always tell kids, you know, be a leader. But do we teach you to be a leader? Not always. So through the participatory budgeting, we're able to bring in a company that works with students and works on leadership skills. So I think it was fantastic. And not only did that happen, we had students who got to go to colleges and go on several different field trips, because statistics shows that you retain 10% of what you read, but you retain 90% of what you experience. So this is one opportunity for us to pursue that.
Okay, and have you shared this process with any other school districts?
Absolutely. Funny you should ask. So in November, we will be highlighted in the TASB magazine as the feature article. And so we're kind of excited about that. We've also presented at the TASB conference. We also had the Student Voice Conference that we took a group of students to present. I've spoken to, just a few weeks ago, a class at Townsend University via Zoom and told them about our process. There's a book coming out that Dr. Shepherd wrote, and we were featured in his book, this particular project, Transforming the Core of Learning.
And how are we implementing this process this year?
Same thing. So we still have that topic. We're just focusing on college and career readiness. We have, I believe, $40,000 that we've allocated for this. And so people can submit proposals right now, and they will go to the committee, and they will be funded if they're voted on.
Perfect. And how much money is available through this process?
We started with $100,000 at the high school. And now we're down to $40,000 for this year. And so we're going to use that $40,000, and when the money runs out, the money runs out.
Okay, and what are the requirements of a good proposal?
Great question. So for this year, it's you have to, you know, when we first started, it was like, oh, we want a new entrance, win a new entrance. But how does that close learning gaps? This money is geared towards closing learning gaps and improving student achievement. So if you meet those guidelines and the committee decides, yes, this is what our students need and they're asking for, then your project is most likely to be funded.
And what are some things you'd like to see this year?
It's not up to me. It's up to your student body and the teachers here. So that's the beauty of this. It's not my decision. We're asking you, what do you need to be successful? And so we take those ideas and then we put them in action.
Perfect. And lastly, what advice do you have for students who want to have their voices heard?
There's the right time, a right place, and in the right way. Otherwise, you are just noise. So it's just a matter of, like, everybody has an opinion, and that's okay. We're not perfect at everything that we do here at the school. We know that. So it's the approach that matters sometimes, and you have to have the right platform. And so as long as you have the right approach and the right platform, we're all ears. We're ready to listen. Now, there might be some things that happen on the back end where we don't take every proposal, but we can work with you to see if it fits. And if it fits, it's better for all of us.
Perfect. Thank you for giving us your time to be interviewed today.
Anytime.